Hello, and welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yes, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Carrie Poppy.
And I'm Ross Blotcher.
And today...
What are you doing over there?
I'm feeling very calm, very loving, very centered, in a way that is unusual.
Carrie is punctuating her statements with a tuning fork.
Yes.
What appears to be that she is hitting with a small rubber mallet.
Yes. It is having a notable effect on me.
Is it?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, that would be nice. What have you got there? What is this thing? It's got words on it. Letters, numbers.
It says MI-528. MI-528.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. So it is a frequency of love tuning set.
Ooh, yes. 528 hertz, the frequency of love.
Yeah. They finally figured out exactly what love sounds like. And it's this. Wild, right?
Whoa, I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it is a pretty sound. Nothing wrong with it.
For me.
Yeah. The first time you played it for me, it made me feel nauseous. That's right.
Weird. So weird. So the way we found this love frequency healing kit was someone we know, Dave Richards. He had posted this to the CFIIG's Facebook page and said, sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a deal.
It was one of these online ads that we all see all the time everywhere, every day, in our apps, on our social media, on websites. These little images, sometimes videos come up and say, "Ooh, you should really buy this thing." Mm-hmm. And the kinds of products that we investigate for our show are very often included, because that's a great way to market them.
We also often hear from listeners who are like, "Oh, Ross and Carrie have infiltrated my web ads because
I have arrhythmia ads.
Right, we'll talk about something, then they look it up. And then, of course, the internet's like, "Oh, I get what you're about."
Oh,
okay. You've
searched for this. You are now going to be subjected to many, many ads for it because you fall on the keywords and people are paying us to expose this to potential customers.
But you know what I think? I think that's great.
Yes. Yeah?
Because then they're paying for advertising to people who won't buy the product.
Who have been ostensibly inoculated against the
yes.
product.
So then people who are selling things that maybe aren't that useful are wasting a little bit of money on advertising.
I like it.
No problem.
What is the effect on our listeners who have to see these things? Hopefully they enjoy
them.
Yeah,
hopefully a good chuckle.
Indeed. So for this one, there was a URL called soulmalas.com, M-A-L-A. And you looked that up. That's just...
Oh, yes. It's a prayer bead.
A prayer bead. Well, that's nice. So you can get one for your soul. And it was called 528 Hertz Frequency of Love Healing Set.
And this company mostly sells bracelets that have those sort of like Buddhist prayer beads.
Yeah.
Ostensibly Buddhist. I don't know if they actually are. So I think that's where they got the name for it. And then they said, you know what? Let's branch out. Let's also sell this sound.
Among other products. So I watched this video and it made all these wild claims about what this sound could do.
Oh yeah, okay.
Introducing the 528 Hertz Frequency of Love Miracle Healing Set. 528 Hertz also stands for miracle, as it was proven to heal and repair the DNA. Dr. Leonard Harowitz encourages all to utilize the healing that 528 Hertz can bring. He calls it the frequency of love, stating 528 cycles per second is literally the core creative frequency of nature. It is love.
Literally.
It is also associated with the heart chakra, which brings about qualities such as unconditional love, compassion, and joy. Tune into your spiritual transformation and divine healing today.
Oh, interesting. The logo they show at the end, Soul Malas, has the subtitle Premium Mala Necklaces. So that's how they got started. I noticed them selling bracelets elsewhere on their site. But yeah, they've expanded into the sound frequency healing business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the video had all these little overlays and introduced some new characters, like, who's Leonard Horowitz? And showed pictures of the DNA strand and this tuning fork kit being used by people and against a...
like a sky universe background.
Yeah, and another one with like Chinese characters on it. Yeah, very interesting. And I'm sure Dave was posting this on the thread just as a chuckle inducer, but of course I thought, oh, I guess I need to buy this.
I need to buy this thing.
This is a claim. Carrie and I can test this out and see if this thing sparks love in our lives.
And was it on a flash sale at the time? Because it is still on a flash sale. I don't know how fast that flash is.
Yeah. So when you follow the link, it took me to their website. And this is an express deal. It's going to expire. They've got a little countdown clock. I had 5 hours, 18 minutes, and 18 seconds to act on this order. Or it would go away, Carrie.
Oh, shit. And how much...
Time's a wasting.
What
foolish questions do you have? I need to buy this.
How much was it for the next 5 hours?
Okay. You don't just get the tuning fork and the mallet, your basic frequency of love miracle healing kit. You also get a whole set that comes with this. So let me read you a little bit about this, Carrie, and see if it convinces you, because you sound a little hesitant. I'm just detecting a frequency. Exactly, because if I heard that sound, I would think love. I would think earth.
Maybe you believe that I'm into this.
So, yes, here's the button. In case I don't feel the need to learn anything, I can just click Express Ship Me My Miracle Healing Set and 2 Free Bonuses. We ship worldwide. Or I can read more, where they tell me, modern science has begun to recognize...
Oh, finally.
It's one of my favorite phrases. Mm-hmm. Begun to recognize what the ancient mystics and wise men have told us for centuries, that everything...
Thank you, men.
..is... Yeah, where are the wise women?
They're never around.
We need to listen to them. That everything is in a constant state of vibration.
Okay.
Everything has an ideal vibration or frequency where it reaches a state of resonance, which keeps it in balance.
How close is that to the truth? I feel like you understand physics much better than I.
I think it's fair to say that every molecule and many substances have a resonant frequency.
Because they're moving.
Yeah, they will interact with sound at the right frequency. But oftentimes we're dealing with substances that are an amalgam of many different other substances.
Sure, yeah.
And you're not going to get any meaningful sound response. But of course, everyone gives the example of, you know, someone hitting the right note and cracking glass.
Oh,
because you hit the resonant frequency of that material.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good example.
So that's the most generous interpretation of what they're saying.
Okay, this is real. I buy it.
But yeah, they'll talk about this in reference to like the brain generating frequencies.
Right.
And yes, technically there's electrical activity going on, but it is very slow and very low. You know, it's very hard to detect. You'd need super sensitive equipment.
Like an MRI.
Exactly, to even measure these kinds of things. So people kind of lock onto this language and then they blow it up as if everything is all projecting and, you know, we're all radio towers or something. We're not. All right, going back to their ad copy. The pure singular tone of 528 hertz creates resonance in our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body that allows us to tune into the wisdom of the universe, divine intelligence, and our soul. It is the, and they put this in quotes, miracle tone of the original sacred solfeggio musical scale.
Oh,
another new term. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I've heard that maybe. Well, I've heard all those words. Have I heard them together? Solfeggio musical scale, is
so,
that what you said?
Yeah. So apparently this is, we're breaking away from the ad copy again, but apparently this is a real thing. And there's a real method. Now, I'm stepping way out of my expertise here, but we're all familiar with musical notes, and those do correspond to frequencies.
Sure.
Maybe we should take another step back and talk about frequency. So we're all familiar with waves. Sound comes in waves. Compression of air molecules.
Yes.
So those compressions happen at a certain amplitude.
Which is loudness.
Yes. Yeah. Amplitude is kind of the, right, the intensity of it.
Yeah.
And then they come at a certain rate. So you have like the period between waves. So that's, maybe it's 1 per second or it's one every 2 seconds.
Right.
That would be the period.
These are all things that when I sing, I'm controlling and don't even know I'm controlling.
And so when you talk about frequency, you're talking about the rate at which that occurs. So that's period over time.
Okay.
Usually we're talking about seconds.
You used the analogy earlier that it's like miles per hour.
Exactly. It's one of those things where you need a ratio of two different measures. So if you're talking about 528 hertz, you're talking about for every second, you're having 528 cycles of that wave.
Which is crazy to think about.
That's
a lot of cycles.
That's
in a second.
Lot. Yeah. And we're not even talking yet about kilohertz or megahertz
right.
yet, where we measure some other phenomena. So, so 528 hertz, that's definitely within the range of sound.
It's also very specific. 528, not even a round number. That is very, very specific.
Yeah. We haven't gone into the decimal or anything. But yeah, so now to step back into this discussion of solfeggio, I guess there's some debate within the musical community about where to anchor those notes because, you know, notes are like any human classification system. It's us overlaying a human category on top of, you know, the analog world.
Absolutely.
And as I understand it, and I'm sure we're going to get plenty of people who can give us more detailed explanations of this, but modern music and scales tend to fix the A at 440 hertz.
Right.
And then everything else kind of falls in line with that.
Sure.
But there have been older systems and a lot of people who say that like back in medieval music, they just had a slightly different tuning of all of their notes.
Okay.
And so if you want to hear something as it would have sounded, you know, as it was sung in a Gregorian chant, you might need to adjust accordingly.
Okay. So now I'm thinking maybe it's kind of like a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the clock, you know, we started with sundials and we were like, okay, when the sun's here, we're going to call that noon. But it's not like noon is a specific thing.
Right. And over time, we had to say, okay, we've been calling this a meter, but now we want to define it in terms of a fraction of the Earth's diameter or
right.
a certain number of oscillations of a wave that we're going to measure in a certain amount of time.
Right.
So this became, for the International Standards Organization, a challenge to kind of define everything in terms of something that was eternal.
So here's what I really like about this.
Yeah.
Is like, okay, we've found something that's incredibly hard to define, that is like a specific sound, and we've attached it to something, you know, very, very tangible that we can all agree what it is. Love.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's either the cart or
making
the horse.
The cart and the horse go along together, one pulling the other, tripping over itself.
I'm guessing at some point someone had a dial and they were just adjusting it until they found the right one. Ah, that's love.
I feel good right now.
So we'll find out a little bit more about that. But those are the basic ideas that we're talking about, is that you can kind of readjust a scale. So the solfeggio frequencies are kind of based on one of these alternate moorings of the tone. You know, your A should be at a different frequency, and then you'll get these other harmonics, these other notes.
Mm-hmm.
They may have deeper significances. At least looking at this one chart I found, it looks like 528 would fall between a C5 and a C-sharp 5 or a D-flat.
Okay.
5. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't read music, so hopefully that makes sense to all of you out there.
Huh.
In a traditional scale. But it's one of those in-between numbers, 528.
You know, my friend Caroline is sort of a musicologist.
Oh.
I don't know if she'd call herself that, but she has like a master's in music.
Oh,
and
she would know a lot more about
this.
Yeah,
I should ask her.
Indeed.
Maybe we'll follow up with her.
So then they offer on this ad, they had a button that you could click to listen to the 528 hertz tune, which I did for a very long time.
Yeah, then why have the tuning fork?
Oh, that's such a good question. If my computer can generate that sound, as many, many YouTube videos let you do.
Yeah.
Now I've now found this 528 thing, it's caught on.
Huh.
And there are tons of, like, you can listen to, you know, the 10-hour video of a 528 hertz chime.
Oh, thanks.
Why do you need this tuning fork?
Well, I guess if you're going to go somewhere that you don't have Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Or batteries or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going on a picnic. You want to bring love with you, but you don't want to bring your tablet.
You can have a very physical. I don't think it was said outright, but I feel like there is an assumption that somehow this creates a very pure form of it that's not coming out of your computer speakers.
Right.
And it's not mixed with other frequencies.
I'll admit that has some, gosh, what's the word? Like, I feel attracted to that theory, yeah. Even though I can't explain why. Like, why is that actually more natural or like, pure?
This is this object's one duty, is to create this sound.
You know, maybe that's
my
it.
Computer can create all kinds of things.
It's so fucking powerful. I hate it.
It can show me pictures of politicians and all kinds of gross things. And this is just,
you might be onto something there. Because I associate my computer with, like, every good and bad thing I've seen on it. Social media, Cambridge Analytica,
you know,
destruction of the U.S. political system.
All those things have other frequencies, Gary.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's that kind of idea.
Man, I am on board.
All right, cool. So, well, good thing there's another button coming up for you to order this healing set. But first, they tell us that we can do a lot of things.
So we still haven't gotten to how much this costs.
Nope.
As we're reading. Okay,
nope.
Got it.
Okay, so tune into the wisdom of the universe.
I will.
You can. Here's three things that you can do. Heal past life traumas.
Okay.
Move. Oh, hear
okay.
me out.
All
hear
right.
me out.
Okay.
Move past your life traumas and let go of negative emotions that are holding you back to live a better life.
Wait, so is that past life traumas or past life traumas?
Oh, you know what? I think in this context, it's actually traumas that happen in the past in your life.
Oh, okay. I really did interpret that initially as.
Oh, me too.
Okay, interesting.
But I'm glad you said that. How funny. Known as the love frequency, 528 Hertz has a deep-rooted relationship with nature and is present in everything from chlorophyll, with a capital C, to human DNA.
Wait, what is love? The frequency? What's in DNA and chlorophyll?
Yeah, the love frequency.
Love. Okay, got it. Sorry, it's hard to follow the thread of this.
No, this is good. We need to remember all the things it's associated with, because it's going to be associated
chlorophyll.
With a lot of things.
Got it.
Okay, also.
Which is a plant gook.
Sure, but it's important.
No, I'm just trying to remember what each thing is.
Gotcha.
Plant gook. Got it.
Okay, number two, let go of mental blocks. 528 Hertz helps to clear the mental blockages that we store without even knowing. As we know, the sacred Gregorian chants, there they are again, were based on the solfeggio frequencies, which includes 528 Hertz.
Oh, I wonder if that's true.
Which includes 500. Yeah, I think that is true, that it is one of the
Gregorian chants.
Carrie's looking it up.
Yeah.
While you do, many who use 528 Hertz tuning will find an increase in memory and focus throughout the day.
Yeah.
That's another claim.
Okay, cool.
And third benefit, flow state, body and mind. In a flow state, your body operates more efficiently and allows you to experience life in a more fulfilling way. The 528 tone activates your imagination, intention, and intuition to operate your highest and best purpose.
That's everything I need.
So then you get another purchase button. But if you're still not convinced, guess what? DNA healing. Modern science is finally catching up.
Oh, good.
528 Hertz has been used by biochemists to repair human DNA.
What? All right.
We looked into that, and the closest I could find on PubMed was that some scientists at the University of Tehran had blasted 100 decibel samples of 528 Hertz sound at rats for hours.
Oh, buddies.
These poor rats.
Yeah.
And apparently, it reduced the concentration of reactive oxidative species in their brain tissue.
I see something about reduced anxiety in there, maybe?
Yeah, reduced anxiety was supposed to be another benefit of this. And it produced testosterone in the rat's brain? Interesting.
Oh, wait. That's a weird thing to want to increase. Well, I guess. Okay. Maybe.
You never know. You never know.
So maybe, like, I'm not trying to be jokey here, but like maybe someone who has like erectile dysfunction or something that is a low testosterone problem, then theoretically and very generously, you could play this for them, increase their testosterone, and maybe that would increase the love in their
life.
And
I'm guessing this is one of those complicated things where, you know, testosterone, depending on where it is and reacting with what and at what time and which part of the body, can have different effects.
And animal studies sometimes translate to human studies, but not always.
But that's all I was able to find that was even closely related. There are definitely no biochemists using 528 Hertz to repair human DNA.
I'm also curious whether they compared that to playing another sound for rats, because he like made a stressful environment for them, and then their testosterone kicks up. That doesn't tell me much.
And how many rats? And
how many rats you got?
these are all relevant questions. The frequency of 528 hertz appears to influence the water molecules.
Oh, here we go. This is my favorite stuff.
That surround the DNA helix, thereby bringing about healing effects on DNA.
Mm-hmm. This is how it works. This is how all of life works and always has.
Okay, can we take a big detour for a second?
Yes.
Okay, this is related because this weekend, Frozen 2 is coming out.
Oh, right.
And so I hope you've all seen it already. If not, go see Frozen 2.
Olaf, our listeners, or else you're going to be in trouble.
So,
Anna.
So I worked on this film, and you can find my credit toward the end. You'll find me with my production training team. So definitely do.
Brack.
Hope you enjoy it. You want to stick around for the end of the film anyway, because there's always a stinger scene at the end of our film. So check it out. Anyways, when you do, I'm sure I'm going to get a ton of messages about this. You haven't seen Frozen 2 yet.
I have not.
Okay.
Should I?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. I think you'll enjoy it.
I loved Frozen.
But this is a little bit of a spoiler because it is kind of important to the plot of the film. But there's a refrain in the film that water has memory.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
And so I know I'm going to hear it all from you and say, wait a second, what is this?
Is this a reference to Dr. Emoto's water investigation?
Why are Disney and Frozen 2 promoting homeopathy and this whole idea that water has memory? For the record, it does not in the real world. In this magical world, it does.
Oh, I see.
I want to clarify that. This is a fictional world.
Disney now, spreading dangerous pseudoscience.
Now,
hashtag.
I will say, don't come up with any hashtags. Also, we have kind of like four-sided structures with water in this film. Whereas, water only forms six-sided structures just on a molecular level. So all snowflakes have, six sides. There's another thing that people are going to kind of lock on. Again, this is a fictional realm.
This is, in fact, a cartoon.
This is a cartoon. Okay. But there is an internal process by which, as our films are being made, that we get to see oftentimes early cuts of the film and send in notes. And so I saw this very early on and wrote a very passionate letter that essentially said, hey, this is going to cause a lot of confusion for people. I understand kind of what's happening in the story with water having a memory, but this happens to be a phrase that people use to sell a lot of sham products. And I did write pretty passionately about this. And I know a couple of my friends did as well within the studio. So I met at one point with the writer of the film for a different interaction. But she mentioned, oh, man, some people got really upset about the whole water's memory thing. And so as kind of a sop to that, I did add the line where Olaf, when he first introduces the idea, he says something to the effect of, this is not an exact quote, but he says, many experts dispute this, but I know it's true.
Okay.
Also, there's a scene when it's repeated many times, where you can see Sven, the reindeer, sort of register that this water has passed through me. You should be a little grossed out by that, which is something that I think may have come from my suggestion. I think I can say at least that my impassioned notes at least resulted in that one little bit of
equivocation
at least. Yeah. So when you see I'll the film, it. Just know that Ross had done his level best.
Well, but done.
I do not speak for the company. We are a group of people who have very different ideas all across the spectrum in many different regards. So, we all have our collective input, and
it's one of those instances where they didn't have like a moral need to explain it, but they chose to introduce a little bit of doubt so that you don't take this as literal. I think that's nice.
Yeah. It does worry me a little bit in that you'll have kind of a generation that's just sort of warm to that idea of water having memory.
Right.
But to everyone in your halo, make sure to let them know. This is a fictional thing.
Right.
And in the real world, water doesn't remember.
Right. And snowmen can't dance, et cetera.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. But it's a fun story and it's beautiful. What a beautiful, beautiful film.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Excellent. So, okay, going back to our ad here. So, according to Dr. Horowitz, all healing occurs from sonic waves or vibrations resonating throughout the universe.
Oh.
He claims that human cells use DNA, like radios use antennae, to receive the note vibrations and attune the body's rhythm to that of the cosmos. See, that's not true.
Wait. What? Okay. Wait.
All healing occurs from these vibrations that reverberate throughout the universe.
Okay.
And our DNA is used as like these little antennae that receive note vibrations.
What?
Yeah, no.
That's not right.
That's the correct response.
Okay. So if that were true.
Look, it was your choice not to click the buy now button and to keep reading. So this is what you get subjected to.
Okay. So, but if that were true, then like every concert you went to, you might be exposing yourself to all sorts of like damaging or healing properties.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, boy, what a chaotic, scary world.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Going to a rave. What can that do to your DNA?
I mean, I worry about my eardrums at those things, but.
This is great. Here's the next paragraph. Experts of different fields, including NASA and.
Oh, no.
This gets even better. And math scientists.
Oh, no.
Have made extensive experiments of the wonderful effects of the 528 hertz frequency as the, quote, musical mathematical matrix of creation. It is the, quote, miracle, unquote, note of the original sacred solfeggio musical scale.
Sure.
Are you convinced,
Carrie?
I'm
sure it's all true.
But if you buy today, you'll also get two free bonuses worth over $60 with your purchase.
Oh, okay.
You also get the 528 hertz vibrational healing soundtrack. It says calming sleep music based on solfeggio frequency of 528 hertz. This 1 hour soundtrack will help put you into a deep, restful sleep, guaranteed.
Oh, guaranteed. Perfect.
Perfect length to play right before bedtime, 1 hour in length recording. Also, you get the Attracting Abundance with Sound Therapy guide for free.
Oh, my gosh.
And it will help you understand the foundation of sound therapy and how it affects your body.
And what's the value of that free guide?
A full $29.95.
Whoa.
And the healing soundtrack,
can I get it for free?
Coincidentally, the healing soundtrack is also worth $29.95.
Holy
free
shit.
At no additional cost.
$60 worth of stuff, hypothetically worth $60?
So there's another big teal colored sale button. But just in case you weren't convinced, offer expires soon. There you get your little ticker.
And in 5 hours, right?
Indeed. And then it lets you know that the miracle note has all these key benefits. So it talks about how it returns your DNA to its original state, puts you in a flow state.
This sounds good.
It brings about miracles.
Oh.
The more consistent you are with your practice, the more miracles you will start to attract. Watch your abundance meter.
Okay.
So we're talking about abundance.
It means money, probably. It means money when we need it to and not when we don't.
Right. Then DNA reparation. And and also a boost to self-confidence and self-esteem.
Okay.
By balancing and tuning solar plexus chakra or energy system found in the spinal cord.
Oh,
this
okay.
can do so many things, Carrie, just this one device. And the customer rating is 4.8 out of 5 stars. I like how they add a little bit of, you know, like, somebody give it a 4-star.
Right. This is a little more believable.
Comes with 100% satisfaction, soul mala's guarantee. Then we've got photos of people holding up their kit.
Were you ever given an opportunity to express your satisfaction or dissatisfaction
I was
for
not.
This site?
Huh. Yeah. Okay. I don't recall there being a, you know, please rate us. And, you know, you and I looked at the emails together. They didn't solicit such a thing. And they quote Nikola Tesla, as you
gotta,
do.
You gotta.
Apparently, this is a real quote, though. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Fine.
Thank you, Tesla. And then they give you a recap of what you'll get with this offer. They show you a picture of the tuning fork and mallet. And they let you know this is a total value of $147.
Holy shit, that's so much.
Because that little tuning fork that you have in your hand and the mallet is a $99 value.
Oh my God, it's so worth it. It's certainly not just a light piece of metal.
So you could get $65 off plus two free bonuses, and there's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay.
A no-brainer return policy.
Okay.
So, yeah, and there's all these.
I believe that part. But then the last line is, this is a promotional product and no refunds will be allowed.
Oh, did it say that?
Last line of that gray box.
Carrie has noted, this is a promotional product and no refunds will be allowed? What?
But then right under it, full 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, that's mixed messages.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh my goodness, good spot in there.
Thank you. I did not
see that because I was so eager to buy.
And how much was it?
So I did, and it was mine today for only $49.99.
Oh, and only for the next 5 hours, you say? That's interesting, because if you pull up soulmalas.com, it is $49.99.
What are you saying? They were creating a false sense of urgency?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Or maybe the flash deal. It's a really long flash.
Okay.
It's like when you take a picture at night, but you want to see the stars perfectly, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. your flash is like, well, that's more exposure than flash. It's not like anything.
So as I'm filling out the order form, I'm putting in my name and address. They're giving me the option of ordering multiple kits, but one's fine. We can share.
Yeah.
But there's...
We've shared grosser things.
Indeed. And we're about to share even grosser things. That's a different investigation. So there's this additional offer on the order page that says in bright yellow, yes, I want my 528 Hertz Miracle Healing Set, Reiki and Mantra infused.
Oh, shit.
Only... $13.
Oh my God. And who will be infusing it?
$39 value. When Reiki energy is infused, it magnifies the healing power. It actually charges objects with protective positive energy and increases mm-hmm. the effectiveness of the crystal's natural healing vibrations. Our artisans recite powerful mantras as they handcraft your item.
Oh shit. Okay.
Then local monks come in. and add powerful blessings, making your item infused with powerful energies. So, of course, I read this and I think, oh, come on. This is just a bald way for them to get
13 extra bucks.
Free 13 extra bucks. But I kind of have to
click on it. It's like the supersize me principle. I've been asked. I will do it.
And so I click that checkbox. So now I am paying a mere $62.99.
A fucking steal, Ross. And
thank you.
And
you validated my purchase.
And you chose to share it with me.
Yeah. You know what? So.
Well, I did Venmo you for half of it, but still.
There we go. So we've each gotten our $31.49.5 value. So there we go. So I've now ordered it. And guess what? As soon as I click the button to like finalize my order, it gives me another pop-up that says, wait,
oh.
Your order is not yet complete.
I thought it was.
Today only.
Okay.
Get this perfect match 7 chakra healing crystals bracelet for just $7.
Oh.
It's a $39.95 value. You know, it is a pretty bracelet, but at this point, I'm fatigued. Like, okay, okay, you got me to click your mantra box.
Yeah.
Back off, buddy. So no, I did not add the bracelet to my order for just $7. But wait.
Oh, there's more?
There's more. After I click on that, they said, don't leave it to chance. Grab the lifetime warranty for only $7.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And it covers all of my products against defects, scratches, accidental damage. And
I thought we heard elsewhere that it just had a lifetime warranty.
I don't even know anymore. But again, I was insulted at this point. No,
sure.
Just let me buy the freaking product. So there we go. I did it. I bought it $62.99 and it was coming to me. It did arrive. It came from China directly.
Oh, that's interesting because I think somewhere on their website they said that the company is based in the US and so everything is shipped to their company, blessed. And then sent to you.
Interesting indeed. And the original sale item told me that as they were crafting this, that they would be infusing it with these mantras and have the monks come in to bless them.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, the question is, do the monks show up at the factory or do they come later to this reseller?
Yeah. So metal is being poured into a mold. It comes out as this tuning fork. Brrr, comes down the assembly line and, you know, packs of 30 or whatever. Brrr, brrr. Then the monks come in. They lean over it, give it a blessing.
Oh, mum, 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 mum. That's the blessing sound.
If you are a monk who's doing this, way to fucking sell out, sir or ma'am.
Okay, so yeah, this arrived in just a plastic bag. And inside of it was a kind of a velvet black bag that conveniently fits the tuning fork and the mallet. So that's a real nice feature. You get your little velvet carrying case that has the drawstrings to keep it closed. So it came straight to me. So I hope those monks got to it before it shipped.
Yeah, me too. Or maybe they're in China.
So there you go. That's how we got it. So what happened after we got this kit?
Well, I'd love to tell you what happened, but I want to tell you about my best fiend, Claire.
Oh, you've got a best fiend?
Yeah, my best fiend, Claire. She and I have been best fiends since high school. We knew each other in middle school, but it wasn't until high school that we really, like, connected. And now she's been my best fiend for about half my life, which is,
feel
like really extraordinary when you think about it.
Normally, when you describe her, you describe her as your best friend.
That's what it is.
That's kind of
what it is. Why do I have that phrase in my head? What's a best fiend?
A best fiends happens to be a really fun game that you can get on your phone.
Oh, no way. Okay. Indeed.
We've run a couple ads for Best Fiends before. And I think the first time we did an ad, I had gotten to level 30.
Okay.
And the second time, I was somewhere around level 60, very close to it. So at this rate, guess where I am now?
90.
I am on level 629.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten a little hooked.
Wow.
So this has become, you know, I've actually quit a couple other games.
Oh, wow.
Because I only have so much time in my life to play phone games, which I do enjoy. But it's a good, like, chill time activity. Mm-hmm. I can do it while I listen to an audiobook.
Nice.
Or if I'm watching, like, an episode of The Office or something where I don't have to. I've seen it years ago. I don't need to be paying perfect attention to it.
Right.
My son and I are almost done with The Office.
Oh, wow.
Because it's coming off of Netflix at the end of December. So
gotcha. So you're in that sort of bad period of The Office.
We're at halfway through season 8.
Oh.
Yeah, no more Michael Scott. We're still enjoying it. But check this out, Carrie. So every one of these dots, I'm showing Carrie this landscape and I'm moving along this trail that works its way up the screen.
That's cool, the way it scrolls.
Yeah, as you kind of click and drag, you're working your way over this. It's certainly not a flat earth.
No.
But it's this like infinitely scrolling round earth. So you're always working your way over the crest of this hill. And so Carrie can see this series of environments that I have slowly worked my way through. Mushroom Valley, towering treetops. Look at all this ground I've covered, Carrie.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, so you've been through all this.
Yeah, every single one of those dots, the ominous ocean, every single one of those dots is a level I've solved.
Oh, that's your breadcrumbs. Okay.
Yeah, and it's puzzle solving. So kind of gives you a mission for each level.
Okay.
You've got to...
That could be fun.
You've got to either defeat slugs, or you've got to clear off these green squares, or you've got to clear a certain number of flowers or mushrooms. Anyways, it is super fun. I've gotten into it now, and that's why I'm so far in the game.
All right.
If you can get to level 629, consider me very impressed.
Okay. You're obsessed in a good way, though?
Yeah, good obsession.
That's good. Well, it sounds like if you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain, and you enjoy breathtaking visuals and a gripping story, your answer might be, get a best friend like Claire. No, wait.
You want to download Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. Just like many, many other people, there have actually been 100 million downloads of this game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a casual puzzle game. Anyone can play, but it is made for adults. There's nothing like adult themed. It's just, you know, it's made for adults.
And Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old.
Oh, it's true. There's these little side quests as well, and it doesn't require internet to play, which is a real nice feature.
Yeah.
There's plenty of games that do, and you're like, ugh, I can't play this now. So when you're at the bottom of the parking basement, you can be playing Best Fiends.
Or you're on an airplane. And they've made you turn your phone to airplane mode and you're just being pro-social and you do it. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters.
Mm-hmm.
With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play.
Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That's Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Very good.
Very, very good. You know what else is good? We're saying that in Ella's voice.
Ella's sitting right between us, sleeping.
When she speaks through someone else, this is the voice she uses, and she
says, very good.
Anyway, you know what else is very good? Is Quip.
Quip is my favorite toothbrush.
Yeah?
I haven't used my analog toothbrush, and I'm just waiting now for some cleaning opportunity that requires me to scrub with a toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to just throw my toothbrush away. Actually, we have oral care product recycling at work.
Oh, nice.
So when I am done with that old toothbrush that I haven't used in months, I'll just pop it in there.
Okay.
Anyways, I love my Quip toothbrush, and that battery lasts forever.
It really does. It just takes, what, a AA, AAA? I can't remember.
AAA.
That's how long ago I put it in there.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I've switched it out once, and I've had this toothbrush for a long time. And about the brush itself, it has sensitive vibrations. Now, we're not talking about like love healing vibrations. These are actually, it does vibrate in the traditional sense.
Right.
Because that's how you brush teeth. And it has a built-in timer that gives you kind of 2 minutes to brush, and it reminds you every 30 seconds, keep it moving. And that's the dentist recommended length. Quip also automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months, so you can have clean new bristles right on schedule.
And the sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount.
Oh yeah, I use that.
Yeah.
Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/ohno.
This is a simple way to support our show and to start brushing better, but you have to go to getquip.com/ohno to get your first refill free.
Go right now to getquip.com/ohno. Okay, so let's find out what happened. So I got my love healing kit, and of course, what do? You immediately take it to your wife, hit it,
bang it
in front of her, and you point it at her, and you say, "How are you feeling?"
And what did Kara Blotcher say?
She said, "That's really irritating. Stop it. Stop it." I don't. And it wasn't just the fact that I was pointing this thing, the barrel, at her. She just found the sound irritating.
Did she know what it was supposed to be?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, good, so, blinding, single, right? Blinding.
Yeah, wanted to make sure. She had seen this package come in, but it wasn't labeled in any way, so she didn't know.
This is love.
And so I proceeded to hit it more. Are you sure? Mm-hmm. you still feeling that way?
Is it still irritating you?
She's like,
"Do you still hate this?"
Yeah, she did not like it. She's like, "Oh, that's an awful scent. Take it away."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So I went and I played it for Andrew, and he said, "Oh, it's very calming."
Oh, okay. Nice.
So he liked it.
Okay.
And I'll say, I liked it. I thought it was a pleasant sound.
Okay, yeah.
I took it to a brunch shortly thereafter with our friends, Chris and Jackie. And Chris, the thing I would say when I would play it for someone is, tell me any feelings or emotions you have when you hear this tone. And I would bang on it and point it toward them. And Chris said, "Oh, yeah, peaceful. I like it."
Oh,
so,
okay.
So far, we have calming from Andrew, calming from me, peaceful from Chris. Then I pointed it at Jackie, and she said, "Ugh, stop it."
Okay.
She did not like it.
No, thanks.
So then I, of course, took it to work.
So, question.
Yes.
Those first few people you talked to at brunch, did they see the others react as you were doing it before they themselves reacted?
Oh, yeah. Chris and Jackie were there. I did not pull them aside to isolate them.
But, yeah.
But Cara and Andrew were in separate rooms when I did that to
them.
Got it.
I just note this because it's an important thing to keep in mind when you're looking at studies, is like, we also are all very affected by everyone else in the room thinks.
Oh, they all feel that was calming?
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I guess it's calming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas in isolation, you'd get a very different reaction. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. So I took it to work and I started a spreadsheet, and like you do. And so I played it for my office mate, Chris, and he said, "Oh, that's calming. I like it.
All right.
You could do that all day."
So, and you did.
Exactly. You know, it wasn't a very productive day at work, but... I made Chris more productive. So
okay, good.
Win-win. Then my coworker Nancy came by. She's my next door neighbor. So I played it for her and she said, okay. It was pleasant at first, but just 2 seconds later, I was like, oh, this is like, it feels like I have tinnitus or something.
Uh-huh.
So okay. She did not like it on the whole.
Okay.
So I was starting to form a theory. I thought, maybe women don't like this.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Because so far, all the women have been like, right. And all the guys have been like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm listening.
Maybe it produces testosterone in the brain. I don't know. So then I played it for Jessica, another member of our team, and she said, oh, that's pleasant. Yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Okay.
And then I told her about my theory that she just botched. Uh-huh. And she said, well, you know what? I think I was meant to be a boy.
Okay.
And so she starts telling this whole story about how, you know, she likes a lot of things that boys like. So, you know, she's trying to help me maintain my theory here.
Okay.
But then Leslie walked by and she said, oh, okay. She had to think about it for a while. And she said, yeah, okay, it's nice. I feel like I hear two sounds. Like she felt like she felt a higher sound and a lower sound both playing at the same time.
Okay.
But it wasn't negative. So, okay, this theory is falling apart. This is why sample size is very important. Because you could start with a theory that seemed kind of legit.
Just to be clear, we're not claiming this is an actual scientific study. You're just climbing closer and closer to the line where a scientific study starts.
Yeah. Picture a guy oddly grinning as he plays a sound and you're face. This is not very scientific. So then Jennifer, my good friend, she said that it felt like a call to attention, but not in an irritating way. It's just like someone is saying like, oh, pay attention now.
Bing. Bing. Interesting, because that, I think, was on the copy you read us.
Oh, yeah, that it focuses. Focus. Yeah. Okay. And she's a yoga teacher, so, you know, maybe she's used to similar sounds.
But it'd be interesting to play her a different chime, like of a different tone. It'd be like, does this also make you feel call to attention?
Right.
Someone's just banging something like it's a conch shell.
Yeah, fair. But she said, if I just heard that sound and didn't know where it came from, I would picture small cymbals. But she liked it. And then I played it for Tyler, and he said that it was calm and it reminded him of being a young school kid and independently said this, being called to attention.
Okay. All right.
And then my boss, Tracy, I played it for her and she found it peaceful.
Okay.
So yeah, that seemed like after this, most people just like, thought it was benign, nice.
Okay. And then you brought it to me and what did I say?
You liked it.
I said it made me feel nauseous.
Oh, that's right. The first time I played it for you.
Yeah, so I've actually noticed recently, I didn't kind of put this in my bag of migraine triggers.
I'm adding you to my spreadsheet. Okay, yes, continue.
Good. A lot of different things can send me over the edge if I'm like, yay, close to a headache.
Right.
And I think one is loud, sudden sounds.
That makes sense. I mean, if I had a headache mounting or already had one, I'd be like, please don't play this tone.
Right. And a lot of times my headaches either come with nausea or even the nausea will come first. So I think there was something there, especially because the fires were going on.
But you've been playing it a lot since
then. Yeah, now I'd say, I mean, I don't have a headache to begin with. It's pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, a pretty sound.
Very nice sound. When I was filling out the original form, there were a number of videos and the audio clip that they had on the website. And so at one point, I just played it and left it going for 20 minutes in the background as I did things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, okay.
I did find later, I think I was trying to compose an email. There's something like when I'm trying to write, it's using enough of my language center that I need focus. And so I turned it off.
Oh, yeah, same.
It was actually pulling focus for me in that. I didn't want to be called to attention to the sound.
Got it. So maybe it could trigger attention, but then you would want to take the catalyst away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so then you passed it off to me.
Yes.
A worthy recipient, not only because of my grace, my beauty.
Mm-hmm.
My brains. But also because I'm engaged and I got to keep the love flowing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You need a frequency of love. Yeah, it didn't work with my wife. She did not immediately want to get close to me.
Sure.
Or express love in any other sense when I played that tone.
When you randomly hit a piece of metal in front of her and stare at her like she's a science experiment.
She's like, what are you doing now?
Well, my fiance Drew was here in my apartment laying on my bed when I remembered, oh, that's right. I have that love thing. So I went and I got it and I brought it over and waved it over him.
It's my turn now. You're telling stories.
That'll help people stay paying attention. So I waved that over him and kept hitting it every, few seconds. And
without any explanation.
Without any explanation.
Poor Drew. Our significant others are just used to this.
Will eventually leave us for one another.
Because they'll be the only people that understand each other's suffering.
Right. It'll be like people who have left Scientology and are like, I couldn't marry anyone who didn't understand what I've been through.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so I was doing that and looking at him with wide eyes. Well. to his credit, he closed his eyes and let it wash over him. And I said,
okay.
What does it feel like? And he said, it feels fine.
Drew is nothing if not a good sport.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, yeah, he felt it felt fine. And then I said, does it bring up any feelings in you? And he said, yes, it did. It feels fine.
The feeling of fine.
Yeah.
That's harder to sell. The 528 hertz fine, in quotes, frequency.
Honestly, set. More useful, though. Like, bring that to the hospital. Bring that to a disaster site.
Yeah, where things are not fine.
Things aren't fine. And it'll be more obvious to make things fine than to make fine things lovely.
I feel like I need to keep this kit with my Tibetan singing bowl.
It's a similar sound for sure. So I had this great idea that I was going to take it to the DMV and bang it all over town and see if people got in a better mood.
Oh, yeah. That would help at the DMV.
Yeah. But some personal life emergencies got in the way, unfortunately.
Okay, so we didn't get to run that experiment.
Didn't get to do that one. But what I did do is I knew that our chime had been blessed by monks and infused with Reiki.
Okay.
So I was thinking, why is this not working on my fiance? Why isn't this making him?
Why isn't he humping my leg?
Right. Or at least saying, I suddenly love you more. Mm-hmm. So I wrote to customer support. So they have a contact form on their website.
Okay.
And I said, hi there. My friend Ross ordered the Frequency of Love chime set for me and my fiance and paid extra for the Reiki blessing from the monks. I think we may have accidentally received the unblessed version because it's not doing very much. How can I tell if it's not been blessed? Do you have two separate stocks for blessed and unblessed chimes? Can you check to make sure Ross Blotcher was shipped the blessed kind?
Oh, thanks. You threw me out there, my whole name.
Was your whole name on the order form?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just figured they might look me up and be like, we didn't send you.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, they'll just know that, yeah, I'm associated with this troublemaker.
This weirdo. This weirdo is like, no one's humping me. So she responded, hi, Carrie. Thank you for your email. We are glad that you already received your 528 Hertz Frequency of Love Miracle Healing Set. And this has been Reiki infused by the monks. On the link here, you have the option to purchase the tuning forks with or without the Reiki infusion. Also, please download the digital products below that come with the Frequency of Love Healing Set. Oh, those are the things you wanted, Ross.
Wait, she gave you links to them?
Yeah.
Okay, please forward that to me.
Okay, I will.
Because I just wrote them an email saying, hey, you know what? I never actually got those two bonuses.
That's fair.
That were incentivizing me to buy this. I didn't get my soundtrack. I didn't get my guide. Mm. And I don't know at which frequency they check their emails, but I haven't heard back yet.
So she went on, should you need further assistance, please don't hesitate to email us back anytime. Have a great day. Kindest, Lorna. And I still had questions. I wrote back and said, hi there. Yeah, we ordered the one that had been infused with Reiki. But how can I tell if you accidentally sent one that hasn't been blessed? And she wrote back, hi, Carrie. Thanks for getting back to me. All of our products that need to be Reiki infused are placed in a separate room so they don't mix with the other products.
Oh.
I hope this helps answer your query and concern. Get back to me.
It's like when you get a separate grill for vegan products.
Totally. Yeah, I love this. They're having the monks come over and they're like, bless this room. Do not bless that room. Absolutely not. We want to make sure people have to pay $13 extra. Okay.
Well, you know, but I would hope they actually do that if you're paying for it.
Sure.
At least that they go through the motions.
And make it fair.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the motions.
Then she says,
I still doubt that this actually happened.
I as well.
I think the proof is not that you can tell the difference between the products, but that you have to trust her.
Mm-hmm. And she says, please do get back to us if you require any further information. Do you want to predict whether I did?
I think Carrie requires further information.
I needed more information. Okay, so I wrote back. Hi, Lorna. Thanks for replying. I am pretty sure I was actually sent the non-blessed chime. It's not working right. Can you walk me through the blessing process? Do the monks come to your storefront and bless the one room and not the other? Or do the monks bless them at their monastery and then send to you? I might have to send mine back since it doesn't appear to work.
I'm eager to hear the answer to this question.
What are the return instructions?
Okay.
So I sent that on Friday, November 22nd. Didn't hear back. So the next day I sent one. Lorna, can you help? I'm pretty sure my frequency set is broken. Nothing is happening. What religion are the monks? Maybe it doesn't work if you're a different religion from the monks who blessed it? Didn't get a response. So 10 minutes later, I followed up. I said, okay, I think I figured out the problem. We used a frequency detecting app to check the frequency of the tuning fork, which you and I just done. We're now... This is an hour ago that this happened. And I said, unfortunately, it appears the frequency is actually 530 hertz, not 528. Could this be why it's not working? I tried it on my fiance several times. I know the product has a lifetime warranty, so since mine is defective, wrong tone, should I send it back? What's your address? Thanks. I haven't gotten a response.
Okay. I love that you're willing to be that person. I think there's something that holds me back from going there. But It's always amusing to watch you do it.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so I also looked up Lorna Solmalas to see, is this a one-person operation?
Yeah.
Is Lorna Solmalas?
I did get emails from Evan.
Right, Evan Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I looked up this Lorna, and heavens to Betsy, the Facebook page for Solmalas has a couple reviews of the product from a Lorna, which is an unusual
yeah,
name.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But I didn't find, it doesn't appear that this business is registered in California.
Yeah, Carrie looked for Solmalas LLC, but
yeah, they
not too surprising.
Yeah, not too surprising and not not so
a
pick on
a huge red flag, yeah.
Right. But yeah, couldn't dig further than that.
So we should also say we looked up this fellow that they kept referencing, Leonard Horowitz.
Oh, yes, Leonard, my new thought leader.
So he is a thought leader. Always makes me giggle. So he is Crank, who has been promoting the sound therapy healing modalities and has specifically called out on these solfeggio frequencies. He's called out certain numbers that are like very important. And this just happens to be one that symbolizes apparently the earth, but also the heart chakra. And also, you know, a lot of other miracle. He's tied a lot of ideas to this, but this 528 Hertz thing has really caught on, and it's all thanks to him. And so you can find it all over the place. If you search for this, you'll find a bunch of articles and products and videos. And he really is the start of it. But he's got some other interesting ideas.
Yes. So if you try to search Google Scholar for 528 Hertz love frequency, you may come up with an article called Electrodynamics and 528 Frequency Resonance in Water Science Helps Solve the Mystery in Homeopathy.
Oh,
by Leonard G. Horowitz.
Oh, goodness. Okay. And yeah, apparently he's using a lot of numerology to come at these numbers and also like arcane texts. Like I read in a few articles, they mentioned the chapter of the Bible, number 7, and they would quote, there were numbers in there, but I couldn't figure out how they got to 528 from the numbers that were quoted in number 7. So I'm not sure, but apparently
so chapter number 7 of which book?
Of the book Numbers.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha.
Right. There is a book called Numbers. That's a really hard one to read if you're trying to get through
Leviticus.
The Bible. Yeah. You got it.
But before Deuteronomy.
Yeah, Numbers, I remember, was a real slog when I was reading the Bible.
Oh, yeah. But that's what it was for.
Yeah, so there's some bibliomancy here. There's some numerology going on. And he also has thoughts on medical science and kind of the government's involvement. So related to what we're talking about, he will say that the modern tones that were kind of standardized, I think in 1936 or thereabouts by the International Standards Organization, what we were talking about earlier with the 440 hertz being A, he says that that was instituted by the Nazis.
Oh, no. Well, I don't like them.
Yes, poisoning the well there. But that is, in fact, not true.
Oh.
But also, he has some thoughts about, say, vaccines.
Oh, yeah, they're
bad. And HIV. Yeah,
they're bad. HIV's a fake thing. Here's an interesting thing. Sometime we'll have to do an episode about HIV denialism. But there are two schools of thought about HIV that even though the proponents seem to agree, their theories very strongly disagree. So one version seems to be the government created HIV as a, you know, a culling technique.
Okay.
And then the other is HIV isn't real and people who think they have it just start developing those symptoms because you have convinced them that they have it.
Which one is it?
Yeah, those are really different.
Yes. Yeah, he's kind of the mind that the government engineered HIV and also all of these vaccines to reduce the population, to kill off people. Ebola as well is one of his pets.
Yeah, what a scary world to live in.
This article on Rational Wiki. Oh, wow. He was also on Al Jazeera claiming that the H1N1 vaccine would cause sterility.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Oh, and I love this. Okay. He founded the Healthy World Organization, HWO.
Oh, not to be confused with the World Health Organization, WHO.
Definitely not to be confused.
Please don't confuse them. So I was reading over his article that came up on my Google Scholar search.
Okay.
It was published in Homeopathic Links in 2019, the year of our Lord. And It's not a study. It's an article, a paper he wrote drawing together what he believes is the evidence for 528 being the frequency of love. But he just tosses off assumptions as if, like, we all agree about this, right? And moves on. And some of them are things like, the oxygenating energy of 528 hertz is a greenish yellow light.
Oh, okay.
He asserts that as like a given. Like, we all know this. So therefore...
Okay, there are frequencies for light, but that's on a totally different scale.
Right.
So that, you know, they're measured in usually nanometers.
Oh, okay. No, you know what? He does mention the nanometers and then translate it to hertz. Okay.
Sure, if you arbitrarily line up very different things, I mean, the visible spectrum is somewhere like 400 to 700, somewhere in that range on that scale. Okay.
But then why is a greenish yellow light? What does that have to do with love? Why?
I mean,
this doesn't help me understand a nice color. It anyway.
It's a real nice color.
I mean, kind of. It's kind of a vomit color. Greenish yellow. Anyway, it's a wonderful paper to read. Everyone should go read if you just want to see someone who is talented at taking a bunch of nonsense and blinding you with science around it.
Spinning a synthesis from a lot of things that don't really go together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he explains why the frequency of love proves that homeopathy is real and that water has memory.
Again, it does not. Only in fictional worlds.
I saw Frozen 2, and I believe.
Fictional worlds with wonderful stories and beautiful visuals that you should definitely watch. Great catchy songs, but that's unrelated. Also on this Rational Wiki article, it talks a bit about some of his 528 numerology.
Okay.
So apparently 5 plus 2 plus 8 equals 15. Well, that's true. And 1 plus 5 equals 6.
Okay.
And 6 is sacred. I don't know. Aren't a lot of numbers sacred? 7 is sacred.
Yeah.
Maybe even more than 6.
Why did he get so close to 7 and not get to 7? Also, why did we even start with 5 plus 2?
And also, a mile is 5,280 feet. That has 528 in it. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This standard that most of the world doesn't use has 528 in it.
528 terahertz is green, the color of grass.
Whoa!
The movie Inception involves room 528.
Okay.
It goes on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there you go.
If you assign numbers to one thing, someone else might have assigned numbers to another thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Numbers do get used multiple times. For different applications.
Here is you can make lists.
Poor guy. His brain is doing all kinds of weird things.
Yeah, with the world. Some of my most interesting characters in my mind are the people who clearly have like sort of a brilliance in the connective tissue of their brain. They're able to pull all these thoughts together, synthesize them, give a totally new way of looking at it. That is a talent. Mm-hmm. But if you don't also have the sort of educational
framework
to organize and direct that brilliance, you end up with this.
Yeah, that's interesting because I do see intelligence as being, you know, the ability to find patterns and understand recurrences within the world, make connections and draw analogies where apt and retain this and then have that mastery of it. And yeah, it can kind of express itself in this very different way.
Yeah.
I find kind of a lot of the things we talk about being very similar to the scientific pursuit where you're just trying to make sense of the world.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find connections and things that explain other things. And I think the end result is usually exerting some kind of control over nature or and not nature over like, I just wrestled this wallaby to the ground.
But maybe.
But also, you know, it's like kind of making things work for us. And we've done that with engineering, making planes fly. That's all crazy.
Yeah.
Computers and miniaturization, all of that is out of that effort to understand the world. And I think we see this parallel process where it just goes off the rails.
When you accept science, also there, you're acting humble. You're saying all the knowledge that came before me is worth me understanding and putting in the well so that when I draw from the well, it's more accurate.
Yeah. And I think science is that important piece where you say, okay, this seems right to me, but I'm going to subject it to processes that could show it to be wrong.
Which is a humble attitude.
Yeah. And I'm going to be okay if it turns out I'm wrong.
Right.
So, yeah.
We like it.
Go science.
Thumbs up.
So what would you give this on a pseudoscience scale?
9.
Okay, yeah. You know, I'm going to give it a full 10.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, I think it's got all the trappings.
Yeah, that's fair.
And what would you give this on a danger rating? 1, not very dangerous.
1.
yeah, this is not dangerous. Playing this thing at people, they may find it oddly irritating. They may find it peaceful. I'm with you.
One. But with our disclaimer that you can't use this in place of anything that works.
Yep. Creepiness scale?
Creepiness scale. Gosh, it does register a little bit for me. I'm not even sure why, but I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. I'll undercut you there, but I can see a little bit of that with just the imagery of, you know, all these things around you being like antennas in your DNA, etc. Yeah. So I'll say 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Pocket drainer.
I mean, it's not that bad, but it is absurd. I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay. I'm going to kind of hone in on this Soul Mollus company and how they had all these desperate checkboxes and upsells.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, it's actually this. No, it's not worth $100. This is not worth $100.
We could hypothetically sell this for more or try to.
There's no way this is worth $100. So there was a lot of that and a lot of additional add-ons and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to give this an 8 on the pocket drainer. No hot drinks.
Yeah, I wish.
So that's it for this investigation.
All right.
And we wish you all, you know, 528 hertz or whatever tone you find most comfortable.
And if you like 530, maybe order this thing because that's what it really is.
And you know what? It's just the same if you play it off of your computer.
Mm-hmm. Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
And you can support this and all our investigations by going to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Yes, please do. And thank you so much to all of you who make this podcast possible.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who funded our airplane banner, which you can see.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You can that see was on our YouTube or our Facebook.
This past week, that's right. We did have our banner go up over the Flat Earth Conference in Frisco, Texas. People saw it, including Mark Sargent, who was there. And it just so happened that there were other plane banners promoting Flat Earth. One was promoting an app that Mark was working on, and the other was just telling people to Google Flat Earth clues.
This is the second time I've been involved in a plane banner duel. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, unfortunately, the planes did not break out into some kind of aerial battle.
Raise your pistol and shoot for the sky.
So, yeah, thanks to all of you donors who helped get us there so we could do this very funny prank.
Yeah.
And it seemed to go over well. I haven't gotten any angry responses, have you?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peace, love, and plane banners. And remember,
I'm Renee Colbert.
I'm Alexis Preston.
And we're the hosts of the smash hit podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog? Now, Alexis.
Yes.
We got big news.
Uh-oh.
Since last we did a promo, our dogs have become famous.
World famous.
World, like,
stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Second big news. Mm-hmm. The reviews are in. Mm-hmm. Take yourself to Apple Podcasts. You know what you're going to hear? We're happy.
It's true.
We're a delight, a great distraction from the world.
I like that part a lot.
So if that's what you guys are looking for, you got to check out our show. But what else can they expect?
We've got dog tech, dog news, celebrities with their dogs, all dog things.
All the dog things. So if that interests you, well, get yourself on over to Maximum Fun every Tuesday.
Have you been to MaxFunStore.com lately? Because we've just launched a ton of new merch for a bunch of your favorite shows. You want a patch? We've got it. Tote? Mug? Stickers? We got those too. Heck, we've even got a onesie for your favorite baby. Now is the time to start holiday shopping for the MaxFun fans in your life, including yourself. That's MaxFunStore.com.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned,
audience supported.